Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Video Livestock Auction and your next chance to buy the Superior Way coming Thursday, May 14th. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30. The video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time with 34,550 head to be offered, over 10,000 yearling steers, 3,600 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or, for more information, as always, you can call Superior at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction, Thursday, May 14th, 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle futures gave back some of yesterday's gains this morning here. It looks like we're going to settle about $2 to $2.75 lower on the live cattle. As a general rule, some months we're down about $3, I guess. June's down $3.30 at $93.87. August down $3.27 at $98.42. So disappointing there after being up the limit in those two contract months. Feeder cattle were down $2 in May at $125.30. August down $2.67 at $133.07. September $2.72 lower at $134.37. There was some anywhere from $110 to $117 cash trade so far this week. So that was a little bit of a good sign. But again, not everyone can get those bids, it seems like. So there's some pretty big holes in that market, it appears at this time. The hog market today was up two in the May at 68.05. The July hogs down 232 at 59.15. There has been some legislative proposals in Washington out of Chuck Grassley. And he, of course, has quite a bit of political influence. And his proposal suggests a 50% negotiated cash trade. So we'll see where that goes. It's still probably a long way after it gets through both sides of Congress.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU Wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
The grain markets were weaker across the board. We had corn down about 4 cents, beans down 13. Kansas City and Chicago wheat down 13 to 15 cents. Still going back to yesterday's trade and then also the tension between the United States and China and the possibility of a phase one completion. It doesn't look like we're on pace at this time to complete the all the buying out of China of U.S. ag products. But there's still a little bit of time left. Yesterday's crop supply and demand report showed 3.318 billion bushels of corn left over at the end of this year, which was lower than expected. So some people would say that would be perceived as bullish, but it was still 3.3 billion bushels, which is the lowest or highest rather in 33 years going back to 1987, for U.S. corn ending stocks. So there's just a huge wall of grain, that are going to match any sort of bullish news. You're going to have something pretty big weather-wise, to get the ball rolling in a different direction. And, of course, today the stock market is down about 480 points in the Dow Jones, currently at 23,094 on the June Dow. So that's disappointing here. This morning, Fed Reserve Chairman Powell said there could be some lingering concerns.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.